USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth is now lying in state at Westminster Hall after a procession from Buckingham Palace. A service was held in her honor with members of the royal family in attendance, including King Charles. Massive crowds have already descended on London for both the procession and the Queen's lying in state. Wall Street is closing with stocks higher one day after the biggest drop seen in 2 years. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining just 30 points to close at 31,135. When it comes to the economy and the stock market, Larry Glaser is with Mayflower Advisors. He reminds everyone,
Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell warned us as the American people that there was more pain ahead. For him, there could be no gain on the fight against inflation without the pain of higher interest rates, the pain that we saw yesterday in the worst an expected inflation report. But of course, the economy is a reflection of sentiment. It's a reflection of how we feel. And when tens of millions of Americans are behind on their utility bills, behind on rent, when you see mortgage rates doubling since the beginning of the year, of course it's going to affect housing, which is people's single biggest asset.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden is cheering the growth of electric vehicles in the United States. Speaking in Detroit, Biden praising the labor union workforce behind the building of EVs. It's day two in the trial for the suspects accused of killing former NBA player Andre Emmett. Larry Jenkins is one of the three people charged with murder in connection to Emmett's death in 2019. Authorities said Emmett was shot and killed during a robbery outside his home in Old East Dallas. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin will be meeting in Uzbekistan on Thursday. Appearing on Fox and Friends First, Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stubbe suggests that seeing the United States military withdrawal from Afghanistan is what pushed Vladimir Putin to invade Ukraine and has led to increased Chinese consideration about what to do about Taiwan.
I think if you wouldn't have had some of the things, the challenges that the Russians have had, the Chinese probably would have made some moves on Taiwan at this point in time. But because the Russians have had so many challenges in Ukraine, I think that's put those plans for the Chinese on the back burner.
A new report from the Small Business Administration Inspector General admitted that the federal government paid out $1.3 billion in forgivable COVID-19 loans to applicants with foreign IP addresses. The report adding numerous applications submitted from foreign IP addresses are an indication of potential fraud that may involve international criminal organizations. The loans were intended for American businesses that were unable to pay employees because of government-imposed lockdowns. Biden administration has been releasing vast amounts of fuel from the United States' strategic oil reserves. The policy has served to temporarily soothe voters' economic woes in the lead-up to the 2022 election, but could lead to a catastrophe in the long term by undercutting the security that the reserves represent. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.